This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're usually at Chickie's. Not today, though. Don't worry, though. The big games, the big events are always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, how's your bracket doing so far? Bracket doing all right?
So far, so good, brother. Good games, too, the first couple of days. I didn't fall victim to any of the upsets.
It's good.
Now, I haven't gotten every game right, but, you know, to me, as long as you don't lose a Sweet 16 team in the first weekend, you're good. I haven't lost a Sweet 16 team.
Did you have McNeese?
I did.
Yeah.
It's McNeese.
Whatever. McNeese. You know, they should change the name to McNeese.
West Coast, yes.
They should change the name to McNeese.
Yeah, I did have McNeese, but I had them plus the points.
Yeah, well, they don't do plus the points in the brackets. You know what I mean?
Like, spread bracket.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, start working in some spreads?
You know what, though? This is the first year I did not fill out, like, a bracket.
Oh.
So I'm really just talking about the FanDuel bets.
Oh, you're just doing gambling.
Yes,
oh, okay.
That FanDuel bets.
Wow.
I picked a Final Four. Right? As long as my Final Four teams are still alive, I don't really care about the rest of the stuff.
Oh, how times have changed.
Yes.
I mean, literally. Fantasy football doesn't matter, although you are a champion at that.
I am a champion, yes. Some say three-time champion.
Well, no, I noticed that you were out on fantasy football until you won, and you're like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
It's really not that bad. So, yeah, I filled out one bracket this year. That's it.
Listen. All that talk about the tournament doesn't mean anything, and it's like Spike doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, again, like
yesterday was a good day, not a great day, but it was a good day of college basketball, and I'm hoping today is even better.
Yeah, see, I had to because I wanted to stay up for the late games because they looked pretty
good
exciting.
Late games last night. Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna do that tonight. Had to get my sleep because I knew what today was. Today's an opportunity, you know. Today's an opportunity to become Lou Gehrig.
Yep.
You know, so it's a big day. But yeah, well, Spike's just not a sportsman. That's the issue. And today's show, you have two just pure sportsmen behind the microphones. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at mark-jewelers.com. It's an on-the-record Friday. Are you in or out on the Phillies this year? In meaning this is a real World Series contender or out? Wake me up in October. Where do you think the polling falls down, Ike?
You know what? Last week we did this, and a lot of people were happy about the Phillies and excited and really had a more of a glass half full outlook on them. I'm wondering if that's still the same today. So I'm going to go with it's probably closer to 50-50, so it's probably around 55-45. Let's go 57%. One foot in, one foot out.
One percentage point off, 58% in.
Ah,
58%
in. Okay. Yeah. So it's still pretty optimistic.
Yeah. We're getting closer, but also a high majority of people have their skepticism, which is also good. You know, that should lead to a good season.
Here's the thing. I think it will lead to a good season. and this is not pandering. This is, I just think the climate in the city matters to these teams, especially the teams that we talk about all the time. And the Eagles and the Phillies are two teams that we talk about all the time. And having that little bit of extra pressure on the Phillies and that little sort of intense atmosphere surrounding every game, even from the beginning, I think will bode well for the team. Because now they are playing under a little bit of, oh, you guys don't believe in us? We'll show you. And I don't mind that.
I think that fueled the Eagles last year.
Yes, and I'm okay with that. I think, yeah, exactly. I think with the Eagles, they certainly were able to turn that into something they can use as fuel. And as athletes, that's what we do. So I don't mind having that sort of pressure on the baseball team where they realize, yeah, everything you do isn't just going to fly with the fans. Yeah, now you're going to know what it feels like to be an Eagle or be the Eagles in general to some degree. And I think that does force the guys to go out there and be at their best because they know they're going to hear from us if they don't.
Well, and you bringing that up just reminds me of what Jason Stark wrote about 2 weeks ago when he was down there talking to the players, talking to people around the team, when he wrote this. He said, nothing boils this group's juices after a 95-win season more than the talk that they've missed their shot to clear that hump or that they're not even one of the two best teams in the NL East this year. They've also noticed that they're now 3 weeks, now that was a couple weeks ago, so probably over a month into spring training, where they've generated virtually no buzz despite the winning they've done. Now, that could be Super Bowl related and, and probably is aided by that, but it's not like there's been this big yearning and there's still a lot of people going to Clearwater. It's a great place to go to. People can't wait.
Ballpark is packed down there.
But it's not the same buzz as after 22, after 23, and even last year. Even last year. They and them noticing that, I think, is significant.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously have seen it the other way. And I'm sure they enjoy that. As an athlete, you certainly love the fact that the city is buzzing about your squad. And so to see the Eagles go out and win and now to be considered somewhat of an afterthought, I'm sure that doesn't sit well, with especially with the big players, with Bryce, with Zach, with Schwarbs, like with those guys, and even Trey, who's a World Series champion himself.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's a sense of pride that comes with being an athlete, and to be an afterthought, that's not something that is just, I would hope it doesn't sit well with them.
Well, and especially because there's two things. This could be their last time together as a team, and they haven't gotten the ultimate prize. We know that. They have won a lot. And I think that they are like, hold on, we're still good.
So you can use a sort of disrespect card there. Like, hold on, we have won games around here. Believe me, we used to do the whole.
It's annoying.
We are in the playoffs every year.
It's annoying. Yes. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't want to use it because it's Sixers-ish. It's Sixers-ish. I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that. But they have won a lot. The most postseason wins since 2022. We'll get to this Bryce Harper audio from when we were down there in just a second. But Nick's in Collegeville. What's happening, Nick?
Gentlemen, you guys having a great day?
Fun day, sir. It's like a weight has
Friday.
Been taken off our back.
Well, since Spike isn't in, I'm gonna break all nine rules that he has and the sub rules. You know, 9A, 9B. No, so what happened? Did Rebel take Spike out and he dragged him along and then he hurt his hip and he had to stay home?
No, he's closing on his house today,
yes.
So he's
becoming a South Jersey resident.
And his neighbor's a big WIP listener, so he's thrilled.
Oh yeah, they got posters out already. We don't want him.
No, he's a great neighbor. He's a great neighbor.
Listen, Ike, are you a superhero guy? You watch like Marvel?
Yeah.
You know, Marvel. Okay. So
yep.
Captain America has this big shield, right? It deflects like bullets and missiles and all these weapons. What the hell is Bryce Harper doing? He's got his little shield out, and in a newspaper today, The Inquirer, no, nobody reads anymore, he starts blaming the coaching staff.
They were out-coached.
They're out-coached, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's your answer there, Fritzy Boy.
Well, it's an interesting quote. We'll get to more of it coming up a little bit later.
Well, listen, I agree he didn't protect Bryce in the lineup, but Bryce doesn't want to move in the lineup either.
Right.
So you can't get protection if you're like, I need to bat here, put protection in front of me and behind me, and then behind the guy behind me. So I'm on the sidelines here with the Phillies. All right.
Man, that's disappointing because you're a good baseball man, Nick. You know,
yeah, well, guess what? I need these boys to step up. Now, I understand it's going to be a long season, so what they do in 5, 6 days, 7 days, 10 days, 130 days doesn't really matter till we get to October. But let me tell you, man, I got the flamethrower ready. I'm testing it. I got the Embiid flamethrower,
I think there are a lot of people just like you, Nick. I really do. And I got to be honest with you with the Bryce thing. Here's what I would say with Bryce. The last thing you want to do is deflect, right? Like if you're going to be that guy, and he's done a great job of being the guy who holds himself accountable. He doesn't usually try to place blame somewhere else. This is not the time to start doing that.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
This is not the time.
In the audio that we have, it's a little bit of team approach, not me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not the time to start doing that.
But at the same time, he hasn't been the issue. You know, he works a quality at bat. He's stepped up mostly when needed.
But we don't need him to tell us it's not me.
Hey, leaders eat last. That's what the guy who usually sits here tells you. So, I got you.
Fritz, and nobody's really blamed Bryce last year for the way that nobody has. Mm-hmm. So for him to bring that up, then it's like, wait a second. Like, nobody's pointing the spotlight at you. Like, we understand you weren't protected and you did what you were supposed to do. And the bats went, and the $1 billion bats went cold, except for yours and Cassidy.
Most of the
postseason.
Yep.
But don't start shining the light, because that light is bright and that thing's on a swivel.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Well, especially if they lose again and he's like, well, it's not me, then people are going to get more and more annoyed.
Yeah.
That's
everybody knows, right? So, okay, here's my thing for what annoys you.
Yeah.
If I can use Discord and Reddit and I can watch four seasons of Snowflake, Snowfall, and all that, these millennials, ESP, and the guy sitting next to you, Spike, here's my thing. If a TV show is in color or if a movie's in color, that's modern time. Like, you should watch it. If we tell you you should watch it, just because it's older than you by 7 days doesn't mean it's old. All right? That's all I'm saying.
People are really offended by Snowfall. Yeah, I know. But I think I get lumped too much in with Elliot. I do have an appreciation for the older things in some of the older things.
Yes.
Again, I watched a lot of movies that I was told to watch in the 90s because I felt like I had to as a prerequisite for this show.
I do remember that.
I appreciate old baseball. Yeah. I appreciate old basketball, not the 60s and set, but the 80s, a quality appreciation.
Okay.
The Jordan thing is mostly to tweak you too, you know, try to make it work.
Yeah.
Elliot actually disrespects. I wish I was older.
We grew up in the best time.
Yeah, I'm a 60-year-old in a 30-year-old, 31-year-old's body.
Now, I didn't get to see the greats of the 60s, the 70s, right? Like, I didn't get to see those guys. Ali, who else you have during that time? Willie Mays.
Sure. You could say Wilt. You could say
Wilt. Yeah, Russell. Like, I didn't get Jerry West, like Kareem, the early Kareem days in the 70s. But watching sports in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, I feel fortunate to have seen the great players that I got to see, the great athletes that I got to watch during that time. I feel like I grew up in the best time to be alive for sports.
Yeah.
Like to have Magic and Jordan and Montana and you know, the 80s Olympics and, you know, Sanders and Mike Tyson and then Tiger and Shaq and Kobe, LeBron. I got to see all of that.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't a kid.
Serena, all those great athletes, Michael Phelps, like all of them.
Yeah, I wish I was. I wish I had I was a little bit older to appreciate it all rather than experiencing it all as a kid. Because I don't know what I'm having for the next 10 years here. You know, like what am I going to raise walk on? It's probably going to be, and Sutton. It's probably going to be Mahomes is a good one. Mahomes is a good one to have.
But the funny thing is, by the time they're old enough to appreciate Mahomes, he'll be in, year 15?
I'm going to be telling them, you guys don't even know what year
we are. Exactly,
this guy was the coolest. He had 50 touchdowns in a pass in a season.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. The future of sports is really interesting. It's a lot less about great players. It's all about, money.
Well, we don't respect the athlete as much as we did. We still view those guys as heroes.
Larger than life?
Larger than life type of people. Today's athlete because of social media, it's sort of common that I don't think society puts the athlete on the pedestal that we used to worship the athletes.
Well, and a lot of that has to do, I think, with the debate shows. I mean, LeBron.
That's part of it.
If LeBron played in the 80s, right? I think he's much more appreciated.
Yeah, because there's less scrutiny on him.
It's just, look how awesome.
Yes, look how great he is.
We blame debate shows.
Sure, I agree with that.
That could work.
That's certainly a part of it.
That could work. All right, so Bryce Harper.
Let us have a take.
That's what we do. That's what we do. In or out. So when we were down there in spring training, I've thought a lot about this quote the last couple of days because it's something that it does give me hope when we're talking about, you know, can this team change? And is Bryce going to step up as a leader and that kind of stuff? And I just remember him saying this and feeling in the room, it was He's still ticked about how last year went. Here's what was Bryce when we were down there.
Obviously, as an offense, we can always be better. Cutting down our strikeouts, playing the game a little bit better in big situations, big moments, big spots, getting guys over, things like that. Not relying so heavily on the homer. Obviously, that's the thing that we're going to do. We're going to bang. But knowing that we need to round off the edges a little bit and get a little bit better in the batter's box as a team and as an organization, I think that's huge.
Like, if you're not going to make the big outside addition, you obviously need to rely on internal improvements. And I think last year was a lot of using the fuel of losing in the NLCS to try to carry them through the entire season. And what I think that answer says is we know we're flawed. We know that we have things to work on. We're not going to just rely on the magic. We're not going to rely on vibes. Why Stubbs is in AAA and he's not on the big league roster. I like that answer because I hope that that's been the talking point with everyone else. And Bryce is the forefront of that.
Sure.
But I like that they're at least acknowledging it. They're having maybe tougher conversations which they said a month ago.
Yeah.
We're going to have real conversations, not just let things fester.
Yeah.
I thought it was a poignant quote from Bryce.
It's a good sign. Your leader is if that's the message coming out of the clubhouse from the manager and from the organization, you need your leaders to echo that message and have Bryce say those things. He's not just speaking about himself. We've talked about how he was able to rise to the occasion in the postseason last year. It wasn't necessarily him, but he's also letting his teammates know that, this is out here. This is what we need from everyone. This is what we need from everyone. So he's not abrasive when he's delivering his messages, right? He's not out here he's not trying to ruffle feathers of his teammates.
It's not like AJ with the passing
thing. Yeah, but there's something to being able to say this and get it across that, hey, face of the franchise is saying this, and he's echoing this message as opposed to smirking at the suggestion of the curveball machine, right? So we've seen him go that route as well. That's a good sign for the organization. I think it's a great sign for leadership from his standpoint. He's the guy we least worry about.
Sure.
We least worry about him. It's the other guys that are going to have to do their part.
Yeah, and it's just, it sounded more serious. Like, yeah. It sounded more.
And he needs that tone.
Well, and it wasn't, guys, it was a bad week. You know, we had one bad week. It was, they feel how the last couple of postseasons have ended.
They've accepted why it ended that way. In other words, what I'm saying is they aren't making excuses for it the way we heard immediately after the series was open. The series was over. It seems like that message has been passed down through the players, and they've embraced it and accepted that. And you would know better than I would as you watch every spring game. Does it appear from a approach at the plate standpoint that they are at least attempting?
So again, and I'm trying not to get too excited because again, it is mm-hmm. spring. But in just watching them, it does look better. You know, like there's been times where Trey's taken a bad swing, sure, but he's also walked a good amount.
Okay.
And Schwarber, you never worry about. Harper, you never worry about. But you know, I think Bohm's had a really good spring. He looks healthy. Cassianos, he's actually worked a couple 8-pitch at bats. We like to see that.
So?
And then you get down to I think Stotts looked great. I think Marsh has looked great. And I think Kepler's looked really good. So from the standpoint of, are they getting the message? Like, it's all when I watch the spring training game, all I care about is if I see a ball going out of the zone, I'm yelling at the TV, don't swing.
Don't swing it.
Don't swing.
Yeah.
And I do think they've done a better job. When the bullets start flying and your
face. We'll see if that happens, if they can stick with that once we get into the real game.
Because they're going to struggle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even like 08, the offense went cold for like 6 weeks in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. It's happened to even the best offenses. Can they stick with it?
Yeah.
And whether you want to buy into it or not, Kevin Long said in an interview like 2 months ago with The Athletic, he's like, last year I would let things go. You know, I'd say it would go on for a week. I wouldn't say anything. And he's like, this year, We're as soon as we see it, we're getting on top of it.
Okay.
So hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we don't know. In 6 days, we'll get a better idea. Really, not even 6 days, 2 months. I think we'll get a better idea.
Yeah.
But so far, it's at least encouraging.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Like I said, you like the at least the messaging that you're hearing coming out of the clubhouse.
I like it. In on the Phils. Today is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. On the other side, in addition to your phone calls on whether or not you're in on the Phillies and what's bothering you for next question, we're also going to be joined by Insider of the Year. Yes, Elliot Shore Parks. How has his life changed since winning Eagles Insider of the Year? What's his reaction to not having the five best odds to repeat? The disrespect continues. And of course, the Eagles. Would he trade for a certain star pass rusher if he becomes available? And he must defend another one of his asinine takes because he's back. He is back and better than ever. Elliot Shore Parks joins Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.